Governor Bill Walker's Climate Action Task Force met Wednesday to discuss a draft document that could influence the state's climate change policy in the future. As the plans come together, the team is trying to build from its mission to act bold. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
The Climate Action Task Force had something new to work with this week, a report from the Oil and Gas Technical Committee, which is a group made up of task force members and a mix of volunteers and includes representatives from industry. Overall, that report suggests that hard numbers for reducing carbon emissions won't come easy, especially since industry emissions have already decreased since 2005, though economists aren't entirely sure why. But the governor's task force is still trying to set some clear goals. The current draft plan includes language to reduce oil and gas emissions by 30% over 2005 levels by 2030. To help achieve that, the document includes the prospect of upgrading the North Slope's energy infrastructure. On the conference call, Alaska Energy Authority's executive director, Janet Reiser, says that project seems like a heavy lift.
I have big concerns about the ability of this project to be economic or even beneficial to any real degree.
There was another sticking point in the nearly two-hour-long meeting. Should the task force include the words climate change in its policy statement on science education and encourage more curriculum related to that? It was included in an earlier draft. Larry Hinsman, a vice chancellor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, suggested treading lightly.
If people think that we are trying to indoctrinate their children, you know, that could kill the whole program.
But Mark Misteller, the task force member who helped craft the policy statement, disagreed.
We're using climate change in many parts of the document, and what our charge is to lead on the issues related to climate change.
In the end, the task force members seemed to come to the broad conclusion to act bold and potentially include the language. The next meeting is August 2nd in Anchorage, and the task force hopes to have the draft policy completed by September. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.